Radio app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to follow up my comments to Jack of Milwaukee, who enjoy having call in. And he had mentioned, and this goes back several days, those of you who had not heard the previous show, but Gary of Sussex is of a more conservative persuasion. I welcome his calls. This station, my show anyway, takes all kinds of calls. And he took offense, or at least he said that Jack of Milwaukee at a prior call had somehow said something about him that was bad. And Jack is making it clear right now, and that's exactly right, that this is not a personal attack on Gary of Sussex. This was a question of the issues. In other words, on the Republican side, one of the arguments or memes is that somehow Nancy Pelosi should be investigated January 6th. I think that's ridiculous, quite frankly, because they were out to kill her. They go, oh, Nancy, and they were out to kill Mike Pence. It's like saying that Mike Pence ginned up a mob to kill him, and Nancy Pelosi did too. So this is issue oriented. So Jack of Sussex, if you're listening, you're a good man. I appreciate your calling in. Happy to have you respond to this or anything else you want to talk about today. And by the way, I will say something to all of our listeners. If this station has a wide variety of hosts. You have some on the really far left. You have some more moderate. Mine is very history-based, and it's very much for our democracy-based. It's very much in support of our country, and we will not tolerate the destruction of our democracy. Now, if you were to call into a very conservative radio station, your odds of being put on the air are slim to none, and Slim just left town. If they somehow let you on, they will berate you for a few seconds and throw you up. So this is a much more thoughtful approach. I like this approach, but I just want all of our listeners to know that if you call in, whether people disagree or agree with you, it's not a personal attack. And I'm delighted Jack called in, and I'm delighted when Gary of Sussex calls in. Now, I want to get to a very, very important matter that just cropped up in the news. And this does not surprise me, but I'll tell you what it is. Joe Manchin just pulled the plug on the climate and tax talks that they had entered into to pass soft infrastructure. Now he admits it. He'd done a striptease before. Remember that Joe Biden had proposed hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure. Hard infrastructure was bridges, repair, building airports, roads, water systems. Soft infrastructure was reversing climate change, making sure that the wealthiest in society pay their fair share of taxes. And let me differentiate something here. There are people on the left of our party who attack wealthy people. I don't attack wealthy people. I admire wealthy people if they got it honestly. I think there should be more wealthy people who get it honestly. You know, I won't put up with securities fraud and tax fraud. Some people get wealthy that way, or getting lobbyists to make sure they don't pay taxes, or they, you know, hedge fund people, they don't pay income taxes. They had their lobbyists go down to Washington and lobby Congress to change the name of their income from income to carried interest. That's a obscure term of art, which means they pay half of the income tax rate you do. I don't like that. I think that's crooked, and I think that's wrong. But basically, if somebody founds a company, and I'm talking about things like Google, I'm talking about Microsoft, I'm talking about Apple, I'm talking about Amazon, whether you like their policies or not, these are substantial economic achievements. And people in an enlightened capitalist society, these people should be able to accumulate wealth. However, that's not the same as saying they should pay no taxes. And anyway, Biden's people have been in discussion with Manchin. Manchin's unbelievable. He'll sit there and they'll tickle him under the chin with a turkey feather, dangle some grapes and, you know, butter him up. And he loves it. All along, the sneaky dog was going to pull the plug on this stuff. He was never going to vote for a dime on climate change because he owns interest in a coal company worth $30 million. He gets his money from the energy industry. So now he just said, I'm not going to talk anymore about spending anything to stop climate change. I'm not going to talk about making sure that people pay their fair share of taxes at the top. It's fine with me if their income is defined as carried interest and they pay half your interest, your tax rate. That's fine with me, he says, because these people contribute to them. But he says, I'll still negotiate on two things. I'll still negotiate on reducing the cost of prescription drugs and on Affordable Care Act subsidies. What's that all about? Prescription drugs right now are very expensive to the government for Medicare and Medicaid. Why is that? Because even though the government is the biggest purchaser of prescription drugs, they are forbidden by law to negotiate a bulk rate. That would save billions of dollars. And why is that? Any company that buys a lot of anything gets a reduced rate because George W. Bush passed a law that said you can't do it if you're the government. You got to pay full dollar, retail dollar. And why is that? Because the pharmaceutical companies lobbied George H.W. Bush and contributed to him and to the Republican Party. Manchin says, I'll talk about that. Oh, will you? Okay, great. One problem. Sinema, Kristen Sinema of Arizona, gets her money from the pharmaceutical companies. So this is a Mr. Bones routine. You know, positively, Mr. Pitney, absolutely, Mr. Bose. Manchin pulls the plug on climate and tax talks, and Sinema pulls it on prescription drugs and Affordable Care Act subsidies. What's that all about? At the end of this year, there were extra subsidies the Democrats put in so that really poor people in the Affordable Care Act could afford insurance. Millions of people got added to the rolls. When those subsidies are gone, they're not going to have insurance. But you're going to pay more. Why are you going to pay more? They're not going to get any health care. But when they collapse on the street, they're going to be taken in an ambulance to the emergency room, which is very expensive. In the long run, it'll cost more than going in once a year for a checkup, getting blood pressure medication. There'll be young women who die of breast cancer because they don't go in for checkups every year. They can't afford it. There'll be young moms with young daughters who will never live to see their daughter graduate from high school and get married. Never. This is what's going on. Now, the Republicans are all against all of this. Let's be clear. This was going to be passed in what's called budget reconciliation, which is an obscure rule going back to the 70s. Not going to get into the history of that. If anybody's interested, we can talk some other time. But under budget reconciliation, if it has to do with money, 50 people plus Kamala Harris can pass it. Doesn't matter if Moscow Mitch filibusters it. In this case, we don't have 50. We have the Mr. Bones routine. Positively, Mr. Pitney. Absolutely, Mr. Bose. All right? So Manchin says, well, I can't vote for climate and tax talk. We can't have any of that. Okay, Biden says, then we'll do bulk prescription drugs, save billions of dollars, and we'll continue Affordable Care Act subsidies so millions of poor people don't get thrown off of health care. Kristen Sinema says, no, I can't do that. I could have done climate and tax talks. Manchin says, I could do prescription drugs and Affordable Care Act subsidies. Well, sadly, we only have 49 votes on each one. And we lose 50-49. Kamala Harris cannot vote just to tie it. Okay? That is what is going on. This is a sneaky deal. It's a very sneaky deal. You can say, well, at least they're Democrats. They will vote on a couple of things. Really, what? Yeah, they do vote to organize the Senate around a Democratic majority leader. So Chuck Schumer is a majority leader. If they stabbed him on that, then Moscow Mitch should be the majority leader. He would shut down the government for the rest of Biden's term. Ukraine would go under. A lot of people wouldn't have health insurance. There would be a federal law that says that there can't be abortions, even to save the life of the mother. even to save the life of the mother. And there you have it. You have full information. Now, what do we do? I mean, I don't think any other Democrat could win West Virginia. I think Sinema needs a talking to, for Pete's sake, for Pete's sake. She was supported by the entire Democratic Party down there. Manchin's an outlier, but this is what we get. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. An awful lot more after the break.
Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.